Morning, everyone. Daf Nanalef. Nanalef and Avodah Zarah. We start at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, and we start today with a new sugya. Not totally new, related to what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. Yesterday we had the privilege of starting the fourth parak of Avodah Zarah, four of five. And we learned yesterday about this idolatry called Marculus. Don't know much about it. It's all about the rocks. Three rocks, two on the side and one on top of it. It looks like a doorway. It looks like a person with arms. Whatever it looks like, and then the avoda, the way you serve this idol is you throw rocks at it, and that's it. And that's Marculus. Okay, it sounds strange, but of course we all know that's not the strangest of avodas zarah. There's one that's stranger than that. That's Baal Peor. Yeah, Baal Peor is the strangest, where you drop your pants and you defecate right in front of the Marculus. Okay, Marculus, great, Baal Peor. And every time we talk about Baal Peor, so it's bathroom talk, right? And as I tell my children, you can't say that outside the bathroom, but that's bathroom talk. And today we'll have some very unusual bathroom talk. Okay, that's what to look forward to today. Okay, we start off, we're in the Gemara, we're about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, a little bit higher than that. We finished yesterday with the discussion of Shemitah. Shvius came in as an aside, as a tangent, and now we are starting a new discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. The last word in the line is Amar. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Avodas Kochavim Sha'ovdim Osa B'Makel. Let's say there's an Avodah Zarah that you're Ovdim Osa B'Makel. The way to worship it is with a stick. Rashi says you shake the stick. Mekashkashin Lefaneha B'Makel. You shake the stick in front of it. Okay? So that's your Avodah Zarah. So again, it's not much stranger than stone throwing. It's certainly not stranger than defecating. It's just shaking of a stick. That's the Avodah. That's the way that's worshipped. Shavar Makel b'fanei Chayev. Now, let's make sure that we understand. Okay, some of the basic rules about Avodah Zarah. Okay, if you worship Avodah Zarah in the way that it's normally worshipped, right, what the Gemara calls Avodah Sobekach. If that's the way it's normally worshipped, so you have just committed a violation, an act of Avodah Zarah, it's a capital punishment, your Chayev Misa, right, fine. Okay, good. So if I take Marculus, I take a stone and I throw it at Marculus, so I'm chayev, even though I did the strangest thing in the world. If I defecate in front of Baal Peor, I'm chayev because of Avodah Sobekach. That's the way it's worshipped. Okay. Listen carefully, because this is what we learned in Sanhedrin, and this is important. If I do an Avodah Penim, if I do an Avodah which in the Beis HaMikdash registers as an Avodah, like I shecht an animal, like I collect the blood of the animal, like I bring the blood over to the Mizbeach, like I sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, I just listed four Avodas. If I do any of those things for an Avodah Zarah, even though it's Eino Avodah Sobekach, even though that's not the way it's normally done, I'm also going to be Chayev. Okay? That's important. That lays the groundwork for today's discussion. Okay, so if Avodah Sobekach, if that's the way it's normally worshipped, that is an act of idolatry. If it's in Avodah Sobekach, but it's Avodah Penim, this is the way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, so I'm also going to be chayav for that as well. There are psukim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin gives us the psukim that teach us this distinction between Avodah So versus Ein Avodah Sobekach. Rashi goes through the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're going to see Rashi in just a moment. Okay. Now that you have that, that's the groundwork. Now we go on in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodah Kocham Shovdim Osa B'Makel. So here, we don't have a name for this Avodah Zarah, okay, but it's an Avodah Zarah where you shake a stick at it. Shavar Makel B'Fanei Achayev, says Rav like this. I break a stick in front of it, so I'm going to be chayev. That's an act of idolatry. Sorry. Zarek Makel B'Fanei Apater, but if I throw the stick at it, I'm going to be Pater. Listen carefully, because this is difficult, right? What's the distinction between breaking the stick and throwing the stick at it? Okay, so we are going to stretch our imagination just a little bit for this discussion. Now, I know a stick is not an animal, obviously, but if we work with our Dalet Avodos, with our four Avodos that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, Shechting, collecting of the blood, bringing the blood to the Mizbeach and Zrika and sprinkling of the blood. So if we just take our imagination and we say that a stick is an animal, I know it's not, but let's just say, for purposes of understanding the Gemara, a stick is an animal. When I break a stick, you know what that is? Shechting. Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. Wait. Good. Good. No. 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 Don't. You're right. You're absolutely right. So when I break it, that's shechting. Okay. And when I throw it, it's kind of like sprinkling.
There's something missing.
But I know there's a lot, there's a lot of things missing. The stick doesn't have
answers.
Well, okay. I'll get right. Right. And if I throw it, that's zrika. And obviously by a stick, I don't know what you're going to say for collecting the blood. That's going to be tough. But the Gemara Rav doesn't talk about it, so we don't have to talk about it. So, but breaking it is shechita, and presumably throwing it would be zrika. Now, if I'm right in what I just said, so now you should be chaya for breaking the stick and for throwing the stick if throwing is in fact zrika. Okay, and Rav doesn't say that. Let's take a look at Rashi together. Let's go through Rashi. Here, Rashi really gives us the ground rules of what, of where all this comes from. Kid Amina Beperek Dalad Mises, I'm going through the long Rashi on Nun Amud Beis. It's the fourth Rashi from the bottom of the page, but it's the big one. Kid Amina Beperek Dalad Mises, Rashi quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin. Dechol avodah shebefneim she'avod behem avodah kochavim, bein darka bein she'ein darka bekach, Chayev. If I mimic an avoda of the Beis HaMikdash and I do it towards an avoda zara, even though this is not the normal way to be obeyed this particular avoda zara, you're going to be chayev dechsev. And I know that from Zoveach Leilohim, that if I bring a carbon to another god, Yecharam, you're put to death. Elamida dechazil shame. Also lechol avodas kochavim. It has to be something which is appropriate to Hashem, meaning what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, chol avodas kochavim, that's prohibited for any avodah zarah. V'davar she'eino ke'ein penim. Now, what if it's something that's not done in the Beis HaMikdash? So, darka v'kach chayav. If that's the normal way it's done, if throwing stones at it is the normal way that you worship it. In our case, if waving a stick is the normal way of worshiping it, chayv, you're going to be chayv. The nafkalan me'echa ya'avdu ha'goyim ha'ela. Because there's another pasuk that says, let's go in there and let's see, echa ya'avdu ha'goyim ha'ela. How do these guys do their worship? Meaning, and the Torah says to us, and don't do that. Don't do what they're doing. Don't imitate them. Ein darka bekach pater. And if it's not the derech, so then you're going to be pater. So if I throw stones at Baal Peor, that's nothing. Right? If shaking the stick is the way to worship it, so fine. Hilkach. Shaver makal befana achayev. So now Rashi helps us out over here. What I do, the way to worship this particular avodah zarah is shaking the stick. And then what I did is I broke it. Afa pi she'in avodah sa bekach. Now you did it all wrong, but you're still going to be chayev. The cave in the dummy shvira lezvichas behema shalpnim sheshover mifarkta harezevach lefaneha. So it's similar to the shechting of an animal. That's a huge chiddush, right? I think we'll all agree. The breaking of a stick is not shechting an animal. But in terms of idolatry, you need it to be similar. We'll discuss today degrees of similarity, but this is similar enough. Where if I break a stick, it's like shechting. And since shechting is an avodas panim, breaking a stick also is going to be as well. Tavashir gilaba, vazarak pater hol vein avodas abekach. Okay. So let's see this now inside in the Gemara.
How is this different from all the breaking you just had about the stones?
Because that's a vote. No, in other words.
That's the only bit, though, the Mishnah said was if you break it.
That's after it has become an avodah zarah. Here, no, it is. In other words, but here we're focusing now on the Oved,
right,
on the worshiper. Right? When you're a worshiper, so how are you going to be a worshiper of idolatry? So either you have to do Avodas Panim or Avodas Bekach. One of those two. And what Rav is being...
It's not about Kavana.
No, it's form.
Yesterday we said one way to
move on
to the Avodas, to break it. Here you're breaking it and you're chayav.
Yeah,
but then it's the item is...
There it's a focus on the item.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
When you're shaking the stick, there's some idol.
There's some idol that you know loves having a stick shaked at it.
The stick doesn't become avodah zarah.
Right. Although we will talk a little bit today about that, but our focus is on the actual oved. Okay. Amalei Abai LaRava Maishna. Good. Amalei Abai LaRava Maishna Sheva Dehava LeKein Zvicha. So if you're saying that breaking a stick is shechting an animal, Zaragnami Havalei Kein Zrika. So then throwing the stick is like Zrika. So Amrele Beina Zrika Mishtaberes Valeka. Here now you need a certain degree of similarity. And this is difficult, because I know we're talking about a stick, we're not talking about an animal. But still, if we're going to make a comparison of a stick and an animal, there has to be a certain degree of similarity. So breaking the stick is like shechita. Oh, that's fine. We're comfortable with that. We are. Rav is comfortable with that in terms of degree of similarity. Throwing the stick is not like zrikas dam. Why? Because by zrikas dam, when I throw it, it doesn't splatter. I throw the stick, it just kind of bounces off. Okay? And that's it. And that's the whole difference. You need Zrika Mishtaberes Valeka, and you don't have that over here. Esrei, the Gemara now, is going to challenge this based on a Braisa. The Braisa says, Safas lo tsoa, o shenasech lefanea avish shomei meraglayim chayev. Braisa gives the most bizarre examples. If you stuff the Avodah Zarah with excrement, or you do nisuch, which we normally associate with wine, the pouring of wine, or even on Sukkot, the pouring of water, and you do nisuch with urine, avishol meimei raglayim, you are going to be chayev. And as Rashi points out on the top of the page, afilu ein avodas habekach, even if we're not talking about Baal Peor, we're talking about another Avodah Zarah, and still you're going to be chayev. Why? So, Ika Zrika Mishtaberes. So, I'm sorry. Bishlama, sorry. Top of the page. Bishlama, Bishlama, Mimi Raglaim, Ika Zrika Mishtaberes. So, the urine, I understand. Because by the urine, again, in our degree of similarity, we're good. It's just like sprinkling of the blood. Because what's going to happen is you pour the urine on the Avodah Zarah and it splatters. So, good. So, you have Zrika's Dam. But an excrement, the Gemara now is assuming that we're talking about a hard piece of excrement. So what kind of zrika mishtaberes? That's more similar to the stick. So the Gemara says, fine, so we're not talking about hard excrement. We're talking about a loose stool. I told you, bathroom talk today. So, okay, and that's how you get the zrika action. Lema Kitanai,
the Gemara...
I understand what you're saying, and the Gemara says, but because it is Avodas Panim, and that's why this is such an unbelievable chiddush, because it's not Avodas Panim. You wouldn't offer urine and excrement on the base of Mikdash at any point in time. And so, nevertheless, it mimics it. And what Rav is being mechadish, such a big chiddush, is that degree of similarity is acceptable.
And this is even assuming that someone wants to denigrate
it. Right. I mean, that's essentially what Rabbi Tirshel was asking, and I hear it, but still, Rav is saying it's Avodas Panim. And again, you can't even pin it on Rav. It's a Braisa. The Braisa says it straight out. Although you could say, I mean, without Rashi, you could say the Braisa is talking about Baal Peor. I mean, you could say that, but I think the point of the Braisa is, it's similar to, I mean, certainly according to Rashi, certainly in the context of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us, that it is Avodas Panim, and therefore you're going to be Chayev. Lema Ketanai, the Gemara says, let's see if we could take this even one step further. The Gemara is now going to try to set it up as a debate, this issue, what Rav is telling us. Shachal Chagav. What if I shecht a grasshopper in front of this Avodah Zarah? And this avodah zarah, it's not normal to shecht a grasshopper. First of all, it's not normal to shecht a grasshopper in general, right? We know certain grasshoppers are mutter. We don't have a tradition anymore which grasshoppers are mutter. For most of us, I think we're happy about that. I don't know how many people are interested in eating grasshoppers. Okay, but still, there's some grasshoppers that are mutter, but grasshoppers are like fish in many respects. Number one, you don't have to shecht a grasshopper. You don't have to shecht a fish, you don't have to shecht a grasshopper. Two, it's not meat. Much like I can eat fish with milk, I can eat grasshopper with milk as well. Right? Am I getting anyone hungry yet? Right? So grasshoppers don't require shechita. And I take a grasshopper and I shecht it to avodah zarah. Shechel achagav. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai, so Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayav, v'chachamim, pochim, and the chachamim say you're putter. And now, oh, you know what? Maybe they're arguing about when is the analogy too ridiculous? Like I'm shechting a grasshopper. If I shecht an animal, for sure everyone agrees that's avodas panim. You're going to be chayiv. Doesn't matter what avodah zarah is. But I'm shechting a grasshopper. Maybe they're arguing about when is the similarity too ridiculous, right? My love, ba'akamiflagi. The mar savar arminin kain zvicha. Or mar savar lo arminin kain zvicha. So the gemara ela kain panim. So the Gemara says maybe that's really what's the issue over here. Meaning, if it's just Ke'in Pnim, so then it just has to be somewhat similar. It has to look like something that's done inside the base of Mikdash. Right? So that would mean even a stick, even a grasshopper. Right. But if it's Ke'in Zvicha, it means it has to be a real shechting of a real animal. And a grasshopper just doesn't cut it. No. Pun intended. Really, really, really none.
Huh?
And that's what the Gemara introduced says, Lamekat Tanai. This would be a machlokas Tanai. Lo. The Gemara says no. The Kule Amalo Armina Kain Zvicha Ela Kain Pnin Be'inan. Sorry, no, everyone says that you need a Kain Pnim. Vishani Chagav Hol Vitsavaro Domla Tsavar Behema. And the Gemara says, and the issue is, look. It, right, the way the Gemara is funny. The way the Gemara sets it up, nobody agrees with Rav. Right? No, nobody holds like Rav. But over here, you do have an animal. It does have a neck, so maybe that's enough of a degree of similarity where Rav Yehuda says you're going to be chayev, and the Chachamim say you're not going to be chayev. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav Avodas Kolchem Shof Nosa B'Makel. Okay, now. This is going to sound a little bit confusing because here we go round two. We're going to quote Rav. This is not an Ika de Amri. We're going to quote Rav. It is quoted in the name of Rav Baravua, who said in the name of Rav Nachman. It's going to be similar to what we started off this morning with, but not exactly the same. Avodas kocham shavdim osav amaka. If you have an avodah zarah where the way that it's normally worshipped is with a stick, shever makel b'faneha chayev. If I break the stick in front of it, I am now an idol worshipper. V'ne'esra. I'm sorry, v'ne'eseres. And the stick becomes aser. Stick is takrovis. It is offered to the avodah zarah. Zarak makel b'faneha. If I throw the stick in front of it, I'm going to be chayev. V'einu ne'eseres, but the stick does not become aser. Now, you are right. You should, everyone here should be confused. Because the first Rav statement of this morning was throwing the stick at it. Rav says, you're potter because that's not zrika. Here in Rav's statement, Rav says, throwing the stick at it, you're going to be chayav. Rashi over here is sensitive. Rashi realizes what just happened over here. And Rashi says, Zarek makel b'faneha chayav. Ukigon, Rashi writes, it's a simple Rashi, but necessary for the understanding. Shavodasa bezrikas makal me'echa ya'avdu. Oh, it must be that we're talking about over here, avodasa bekach. That the way that you worship this particular idol is throwing the stick. Right? You know why Rashi says that? Because Rashi says it can't be that Rav over here is disagreeing with Rav where we started off this morning with. That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, over here must be avodas abekach. That's the way it's worshipped. Okay, but now with all that being said, but obviously there's still a point of lack of understanding. Because here, when I break the stick becomes aser, it's takrovis avodah zarah. When I throw the stick, Stick doesn't become muster.
Why?
So the Gemara says, oh, I'm sorry. No. Rashi. Einu neseres. Sorry. The answer to that question also comes from Rashi. And the stick doesn't become usher. Why isn't the throne stick become usher? Hamaka dolohave takroves elamide de kein panim. Okay, big yesod in today's Gemara. Takrovis Avodah Zarah, something which is offered to Avodah Zarah. We talked about it now at length, something of offered to Avodah Zarah. Remember, we said that according to one opinion, which we don't accept lahalacha, according to one opinion, it gives off tumah like a mace. Right? That is only Avodah's Panim, says Rashi. And that's only where the Avodah, the offering that I offered, is like something in the Beis HaMikdash. Like an animal, like I shecht an animal, like the sprinkling of the blood. But if it's in Avodah so bekach, even though you're an Oved, you're an idol worshiper, but the object that you used, which is not Kain Pinim, is not going to be Aser. So that's why I throw the stick at the Avodah Zarah. So again, according to Rashi, that's the way it's worshipped. The stick, however, does not become Aser because it's not Kain Pinim. Okay, it's important. It
goes back to the first Rav, then. Because,
right.
Yeah, because
yes.
That's not like blood.
Correct. So I'm a rebel of Rav Nachman. So here we go now. Same discussion that we had at the beginning of today's daf. Isn't throwing of the stick kein zrika? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. It's not sprinkling, because by sprinkling you need splattering action, and here you don't got splattering action. Okay, fine. Maybe not good enough. Not a good enough analogy. Elami atavne base markules bama ye asro. Okay. With all this said now, and if we understand everything good, so we're going to be bothered by a basic question. We started the parak by talking about markules. Markules is the stones. So the way you set up the idol is two stones and one stone on top of it. Okay, that's your markulis. And the way you worship it is you take stones and you throw it at the markulis. It should be, if you think about it now, every stone that you throw at the markulis should not be usher, shouldn't be forbidden. Why? Because the stones are takrovis. But the halacha of takrovis, that takrovis is forbidden, is only ke'ein panim, only when it resembles something that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. No stone throwing in the Beis HaMikdash. None. There's a couple of esrogim that got thrown in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's not... that's because they were upset with somebody. But there's no stone throwing in the Beis HaMikdash. So that means that although if you throw the stone at Markulis, you're an idol worshiper, but the stone shouldn't be usher.
You can use it for a road then.
You could do anything you want with it. And meanwhile, our Mishnah works with the supposition that all stones that are around the Markulis are usher. Usher b'hana. So how did that work? Okay? Good. It's a basic question. So Amar Lei, Afla de Dikasha Li. Wow, good question. I had the same question also. Don't understand it. V'shelta l'rabba baravu, v'rabba baravu l'chia barav, v'chia barav l'rav. And the question went up the ladder, and the question got all the way up to Rav. Va'amar lei nasa kimigadal avodas kochavim. Oh, you know what happens? It's interesting. The stone gets thrown, and that's the way it's worshipped. And once the stone lands next to it, it becomes part of the Markulis. It's an augmentation to the God. It becomes part of the God. So it's confusing now. Because when I throw the stone, I want to worship it, and that's my form of worship. And then when the stone lands there, it actually becomes part and parcel of the God. Okay.
And now, the stones will fall on the side, like we had before, also be permitted.
If they're outside a certain parameter, correct, absolutely correct. So the Gemara says, okay, now watch this. Now we're almost there, and tomorrow we're going to see this machlokas. When does an object become an avodah zarah? When it's set up as an avodah zarah, or once it's worshipped as an avodah zarah? So that's subject to a debate. So the Gemara says, look, when I throw the stone at the Markulis, and now you're telling me, you know what happens when the stone lands there? It becomes part of the god. If avodah zarah becomes also the moment it's set up, you're good. Meaning, I now understand why it is that that stone now is avodah zarah. But if I need it to be worshipped, so just because the stone landed there, that only means that's the setup. When is it worshipped? So the Gemara gives an ingenious answer. So the Gemara says, oh, very simple. The next stone that's thrown. Meaning good. So you're right. If I need it to be worshipped, so throwing the first stone only sets it up. When is it going to be worshipped? With the throwing of the next stone.
This is Markulis.
Would it be after the first three?
No. In other words, what the Gemara now is saying is that you have the three setups.
Right.
So good. So now you have the Markulis God. And we throw a stone at it. And when the stone gets there, what the Gemara now is telling us is that that also becomes part of the Markulis. The Markulis starts with a basic structure of three. And then with every new stone, it becomes a larger god, a larger deity, a bigger pile of stones. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, there is an opinion out there that says that it needs to be worshipped. So the Gemara says, very simple. So when you throw stone number one, you're right, that's only the setup. When I throw stone number two is worshipping stone number one. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi basraisa mi atishtare," good. The last stone should be fine. So Amalei, Yidit, Leizel, Shakla, good. So if you know, if you kept good count of what stones were thrown, or if they numbered the stones, so then you should be able to take the last stone.
So that's like saying that all the three that made the original deity, that they weren't anything until two stones had been thrown to it.
No, just one stone. The three is the actual
right,
god.
I understand. But if you made it and no one threw anything to it, then it wasn't worshipped.
Yes, it is.
Correct. But if you made it, right.
And then later on, you just add, but still, also by the first three.
There's a basic machlokas as to when it actually becomes avodah zarah. There's one opinion that says the moment it's set up. That's one opinion. The other opinion is no, you have to worship it. So according to that second opinion, you do need to throw a stone at it in order for it to become a avodah zarah. Fine. Rav Ashi amar kol achas v'achas nasa tekrovas la'atzma v'tekrovas la'chaverta. Rav Ashi gives a much more fundamental answer. Right? Conceptually much more difficult, but more fundamental. When you throw a stone, two things happen simultaneously. Number one, it turns into a god, and number two, it worships. And it worships itself. It's kind of like Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'echad. Right? Like two things can happen simultaneously. So here, when I throw the stone, yes, it's a takrovis, it's an offering, and it's a god, and yes, and both things are happening. And so according to Rav Ashi, even that last stone that I throw is going to be prohibited because it serves as a god, and it's also a form of worship, and it's a form of takrovis, and it's worshiping itself. It's right, conceptually difficult, but every stone that's thrown is going to be prohibited. Tanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah in just a little bit. Matzah Barosho, Kesusa Maoso, Kelam Harei Elu Mutarim. If on the god you find clothing or money or utensils, they're fine. They're not considered accessories to the Avodah Zarah. Parchila Anavim V'atar Shal Shibalim V'yena Shemanim V'slosos V'chol Davah Shechayotze Bo Krav L'Gabim Mizbech Aser. If I find grapes or Shibalim, wheat, sheaves of wheat, thank you, wine, oil, or flour, or anything that's offered on the Mizbech on top of the idol, that's going to be aser. That's the Mishnah. We're going to see the Mishnah just a little bit later on this morning. So good. So buy the wine and the oil. So that's Zrika. Good. That's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. And I understand why that's aser. Ella parchila anavim v'atar shal shibalim lo kein pnim ika, but cluster grapes. What's going on over there? Meaning it's not kein pnim. It shouldn't be aser. V'lo kein zrika mishtaberes ika amarava amar ula kigon shebatza mitchila lekach. When you cut it, you cut it for the avodah zara. And therefore what? Listen carefully, because Rashi says, when you cut a Shabbat from Mitchila, Rashi is right alongside where we are in the Gemara. L'tzorach avodas kochavim, uvitzirusam, avdol avodas kochavim, dahavik keshever makel. That's like breaking the stick, lefana, dedam lezvicha, it's like shechting. So again, now we go back to the beginning of this morning's daf. You don't, shechting in the world of avodah zarah is a loose term. Does not have to be the cutting of the neck of an animal. As long as it's an act that is similar, in degree of similarity, includes now, we saw this morning, breaking of a stick, the cutting of the wheat. Right? That's all shechita vis-a-vis this halacha of dumyek de'ein ke'ein penim. It's similar to a nevodah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Good. Shabbat mitzvah kach. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, good. What if I take a animal that has a blemish on it, and I shech that animal to avodah zarah? Am I going to be liable for avodah zarah? So again, remember that it has to be kein panim. It has to be similar to what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. I wouldn't take a baal mum. And I wouldn't shecht the baal mum in the base of Mikdash. So if I take a baal mum and I shecht it to the avodah zarah, I'm not going to be liable. Again, let's be clear: the Gemara is not condoning the act at all. It's just an exemption from the liability of the death penalty. That's really what you see that in the word putter. Putter tells you that you are just technically off the hook.
That's why
they
attach it according to the ones who
are
breaking the stick is not, right?
Shenemar zoveach leelohim yecharam bilti la, you got to do it only to Hashem. Meaning, whatever you would have done to Hashem, don't do it to an avodah zarah. So lo asur Torah.
The assumption is here that this avodah zarah is not bringing
about mutu. Right.
Right.
That's an important point. I agree. I absolutely agree.
Because if that avodah zarah could bring a baal mum, right, so I would think it would.
I totally agree.
But if not, then what's the chiddush?
Okay. Well, it's again because it's kein zvicha. We said that breaking a stick is kein zvicha. Shechting a baal mum is not kein zvicha. So minayin lo zavech behema baalas mum lavos kocham shu pater shenem zavech lo lemiacharam bilti shem lavado lo asur Torah ela kein panim. So fine. So havi barava b'ma'ilim abedukin shabai. Now the Gemara now is going to have a discussion that it's going to sound very familiar. The Gemara here is word for word the entire sugya what we saw in the beginning of the Masechta a short month and a half ago, but a long 45 blot ago. So, if you remember it, great. If you don't remember it, this is why Daf Yomi is helpful, because there's a lot of Chazara within the Daf Yomi. So, what kind of blemish are we talking about? Elam abedukin sheba'ayin. What are we talking about? A little cataract in the eye. So, now, here's the basic rules. Remember, when you're a guy and you want to offer a karban, your disqualification... rules for disqualification are much more liberal. It needs to have extremities, that's all. It's an animal that needs to have extremities. It needs to have four legs. It needs to, you're right, I don't even know, you should be sure if it needs to walk. But it needs to have four legs, that's it. Outside of that, nothing. As far as we're concerned, our disqualification, our blemishes, holy moly, when we get to Bechoros, we're going to see there's a laundry list, a long list of things that disqualify our animal, including the Gemara says, Dukin Shaba'ayin, even a cataract in the eye, which is always the Gemara's go-to blemish when you want to talk about how sensitive we are in terms of what our blemishes are. Look, they can offer that on their bama. It has to be an animal that's missing a limb. Shenemar umikol achai umikol basar shnayim mikol amar Torah have behema shechayin roshe evarin shala. Their extremities have to exist. This week's parsha. Hi umikol chami ba'ilei lemutei treifa. The Gemara says, wait a second. Don't we need it to exclude a treifa? So the Gemara says, no. Malachay ozera nafka. No, I know that the animal cannot be a treifa because Noah brings them on the boat so that they can procreate. Now, good. There's an opinion out there that says that a treifa cannot give birth, and that's fine. But there's also an opinion out there that says that a treifa can procreate, meaning that the animal may end up dying within the next 12 months, but the animal can procreate. So Amakra itcha bedomim lecha. Well, they have no. The Gemara says they're going to go on the table with you, and they have to resemble you. So v'dilma Noach gufe treifa. The Gemara says, okay, but how do you know? Again, the Gemara is over here is being argumentative just to get to how do you know. In other words, where does all this come from? Maybe Noach was a treifa tamim. The Gemara says no, he was tamim. Dilma tamim bedurachav. Mimim tamim is an issue of his character traits. Tzadik Tzivbe. No, we already know he was a good guy because the Torah says Tzadik. Dilma Tamim Bedrachav Tzadik Bimasav Lomatsis Arma. The Noch Gufe Trefava. The Isaac Adach Noch Trefava. I am Alei Rachman. The Chavasech Ayo. Shlemim Lota Ayo. Gemara says it's just going to be too awkward, too ridiculous a conclusion where if Noch is a Trefa, every animal that comes on the boat is going to be a Trefa.
Has to be a
treifa. Right, has to be a treifa. Yeah, it's just absurd. Why do I need the pasuk of lachi ozera? I might have thought that the animals on Noach's boat, you know what they were? Pets. Pets for Noach. That's what I would have thought. So that's why lachi ozera tells us Noach, you need to bring on the boat animals that are going to be healthy and in the prime of their procreative life. Good.
We don't assume that since he lived for so many years afterwards, he's not a treifa.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good. It's, right. 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 And the animals were self-selecting also. Right?
Yeah.
No, but
that was
heaven. Okay.
You're talking about results.
Good. Amar Rav Elazar, I shecht an animal. Here we go. Basic information now. Shechting an animal to Markulis. Shenemar velo yizbechu od etz divcheihem lasi'irim. Don't shech those animals anymore to the si'irim. Si'irim over here does not mean goats. Si'irim over here means the other gods. Mm-hmm. Right? The other deities. So I already know, based on the pasuk and parshas Re'eh, that if it's a vodasa bekachet, that's the way it's normally served. That's it. You're on the hook for idolatry. What am I learning from Lo Yizbechu Od? That if I shecht an animal, even though it's eino avodas abekak, I'm going to be chayev. The Gemara now will just go off on a tangent because we seems that we already used this pasuk of lo yizbechu for another limud. Specifically, which limud? Shchut echutz. Ad kanu medaber bekachem shehikdisham b'shas iser habamos v'hikrivam b'shas iser habamos shari onchen amor shenemar v'el pesach oa moed lo heviu. I already know that if there is no heter bamos, there's a time historically where we can offer karbanos outside of the Beis Hamikdash, right? The periods of Givon, period of Nov. Right, there are just historical periods of time where you can just set up a mizbech in your backyard and offer carbon in your backyard. And obviously, during those periods of time, shechut echutz is not prohibited. But when we have a mishkan, be it in Shiloh, be it in Yerushalayim, so there is no heter bamos. If I shecht a carbon outside of the designated area, That is called Shchut Echutz, and there is an Isser Kares. Oni Shamanu Azar Minayin, the Gemara says, where's the Azar? Tamalom Repentale, Olo Secha. Uchid Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Elad, Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Elad, Komach Mishan Amar Yishamer, Upen Va'al, Eino Ela Belo Sase. Even though the Torah doesn't say the word lo, pen is a fair substitute for lo. Pen means don't do it. Mikan Ve'elech Humidaber Bekashim Shikdisha Mishas Heter Abamos, Vikrivim Mishas Isra Habamos. What if, when I sanctify the animal, so we had an all clear, meaning that there was a Heter Abamos, but then, just my timing was off, my historical timing was off. Then, as I shechted the animal, or before I shechted the animal, obviously, right, the red light was up, and no more heter bamos. Shenema lamana asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael zivchem asherhem zochim, sheitart lecha kvar al p'nei asadeh. Malam shekol hazovech b'bama b'shas isra bamos, ma'ale alav akasav ki'ilu hu zovech al p'nei asadeh. That's unacceptable. You cannot, even though when you sanctify the animal, if we had it all clear, if you shecht it when there is an iser bamos, unacceptable. Now the Braisa just rounds up the whole discussion with what is it? It's an asay, it's a lav. So the Braisa says it's both. Vehevim Lashem tells us you bring it to God, that's a mitzvah sasei. O mitzvah lo sasei minayin. How do I know that there's a negative prohibition that I'm not allowed to offer a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? Tamar lomar, here's the punchline. Lo yizbuchu od itzivcheihem la si'irim. Period. Yachol, well, let's just finish the brisa. Yachol ye onish kares, tamar lomar chukas olam tiyeh zos lahem. Zos lahem v'lo acheres lahem. So the Gemara says that in this case, in this awkward case, where I was matish it when there was a green light, but I shechted it when there was a red light, so it's not, there's no Ister Karis. Okay. Anyway, but still, the whole point of bringing this Braisa down was to show us that Lo Yizbechu Od La Si'irim is already used for another limud. Amarava Karibe V'Lo Yizbechu V'Karibe V'lo od. So good. So what we'll do is a little cut and paste, right? Lo yizbechu od et zivcheihem la si'irim. Excuse me. We're going to use the word lo, and we're going to attach it to the second word and the third word of the pasuk. So in other words, we have a lo yizbechu, and we have a lo od. Okay. I don't know where else we see this, where we have one lo, and we're able to attach it to two separate words of the pasuk. It's a little bit strange in terms of darshanut. I don't know where else that comes up, but the Gemara says that's how we'll address this particular issue. Quickly to summarize, okay? A lot of basic information in terms of idolatry. If it's avodas habakach, if that's the way it's normally worshipped, and I do it in the way it's normally worshipped, even though it's a bizarre form of worship, so that is oved avodah zarah, you're an idol worshipper. I throw stones on Markulis, that's idolatry. I defecate in front of Baal Peor, that's idolatry. Right? If it's ein avodas habakach, if it's not the normal way to worship it, so if I, like shechting an animal, so even though that's not the way it's normally worshipped, that's idolatry. Moreover, and this is where Rav, we started off this morning, Rav says, even if there's a degree of similarity to what I did and in Avodas Panim, that's also idolatry. So according to Rav, breaking a stick is considered shechting. Right? Throwing the stick is not considered zrika because the degree of similarity is not there. You know, you don't have the splattering action. Okay. Next big idea that we learned today is that takrovis avodah zarah, the actual thing that's offered to the avodah zarah, the item offered to the avodah zarah. So something like a stone or something like the excrement that doesn't gain status of takrovis avodah zarah. The only thing that gains status of takrovis avodah zarah is the animal that shechted. That becomes takrovis avodah zarah. Right? The stick that you break because it is shechting like, so therefore that also gains status of takrovis avodah zarah. Okay? And finally, Those are...
Even if you shake the stick, which is what you're supposed to do, it doesn't become tekrovis.
The shaking of the stick does not become tekrovis avodah zarah. The Gemara asked the basic question, how come all those stones thrown at Markulis, how come they're all lost, sir? Right? And the answer to that question is that they become the god. They become part of the idol. That's why all those stones become Aster and part of the Avodah Zarah. Okay. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with the new Mishnah.